This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we saw mixed trading throughout the session today, but most of the contracts were unable to make new highs for the week, and we saw more downside in our feeder cattle than we did in the live cattle. We're still pretty much waiting around for cash trade to take place, and we do have a cattle on feed report today. Box beef was also down $1.13 on choice, down 73 cents on selects on a movement of 70 loads today. We also saw a cattle kill today of 99,000 head. On the close, February live cattle did close 22 cents higher, but April live cattle were 42 lower. March feeders down 60 cents, May feeders down $1.05, and April lean hogs were down $1.87 today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
Would you like an off-the-road UTV that's street legal and the most fun you can have off the road? Then you want the all-new Durex, built in Oklahoma. The exciting Durex is the biggest news in years. From sandy beaches to mountain trails to the streets of your favorite city, Durex can take you on or off the road. Durex, online at DURUXX.com. That's Durex, DURUXX.com. We take you anywhere.
Tom, what led to the mixed trade across the grains?
Leslie, we lacked any kind of news today. It was really a very quiet, dull, boring trading session for our grain complex. Now, today was expiration of the March options, but we didn't really see the markets really gyrate around very much before the expiration took place. Export sales for the week held nothing. It was price positive. We just saw the markets play both sides of unchanged, with only the Kansas City wheat able to close positive by the end of the day. We saw March KC wheat 3¾ higher, July KC up 3¼. March Chicago wheat was down a half a penny. The March and July corn both closed unchanged today. While we saw March soybeans down a penny and a half, July soybeans down 2¼, and March cotton was 10 points higher on the close.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.